Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. A stuffed cheddar burger from Paulie on the East Coast. I think that I want to try that, but I think the part that you touched on the end is the key to the whole thing is sealing those edges around there and really push them together and make it one so it doesn't look like two patties. And then
he's using beef loin, so going to be pretty tasty.
Yeah, it's going to be lean, but it's going
to
be tasty.
I hope Tim Sobey's listening because we need a deal on some loins.
Right, yeah, ground loin.
But speaking of board of directors, we have our newest member, Chef Andy Schultz, on the live line right now. How are you, Andy?
Great. How are you guys?
We're hungry.
Good.
Yeah, so Andy, we've been talking about just not your average burger, but doing what you do professionally. I'm sure you got a trick or two with regard to making that burger taste just wonderful off the grill or frying pan or whatever you're doing. So we just want to chat a little bit with you about what do you like in the best burger?
Yeah, so for my gourmet burger, I like to use an 80-20 blend of ground beef. I try to get local ground beef. It does make a difference versus like something out of like a commodity type of burger like from Meijer or something like that. Depending on how they harvest the cow makes a big difference as well. You got to really talk with a farmer to see what they do to feed the cows and everything like that to make it a better burger. But I like to use a bacon onion jam with my burger. I like to first off get a nice skillet and cook the bacon. So get a nice crispy bacon in the fry pan, take it out of the pan, put it on a paper towel to drip off to get the grease drippings off. But in that same pan, I like to caramelize my onions. So you have a nice julienne onion. You add it into the frying pan. You cook it for about 7 to 10 minutes to get a nice caramelization on the onion. And then I like to add a shallot and fresh garlic to that as well. You want to add it to the end. If you add the garlic to the beginning of the cooking process, then you'll eventually burn it and you'll have to start all over again.
Are you using a granulated garlic, or are you using minced, or are you cutting your own and putting it in there fresh? Probably the latter.
You're cutting it yourself and adding it in there. If you buy minced garlic, it's more bitter. If you take a fresh garlic peel and then dice it or mince it yourself, it adds more of a pungent flavor to it.
So you've got the bacon fat in the pan with the julienne onions near the 6-7 minute period. You're going to drop in some diced shallot, or are they julienne too?
Julienne as well.
Okay, and then a little bit of fresh garlic. Nothing else, just it's all rendered in that bacon fat.
It's all in that bacon fat. So you have the nice saltiness from it, and then you have your onion flavor. Mm-hmm. And then I add brown sugar to that as well. That's a good molasses flavor in there. And then some fresh cracked black pepper. And then I add some apple cider vinegar and let that simmer for another about 7-8 minutes to have a nice thick consistency. And then take that bacon that you had, chop it up, add it to it, and then you let it cool in the refrigerator for overnight. And then when you're making that burger on the grill, then you add it once the burger's cooked. My burger. Go ahead.
Isn't that wonderful? The only thing you're doing different from me is I'm just using an aged balsamic. I'm not doing sugar or vinegar. I'm getting my sugar from the aged balsamic, but it's quite similar. And yep, I don't use shallots. I never have them.
Well, so we're talking about practical man feeder versus a gourmet chef, right? I get it. I'm with you. There's 6-7 ingredients there, but it comes out as your bacon jam, right?
So
correct.
Good.
Yeah.
Yep.
So good.
And the part I like about it, Andy, is I could do that on Thursday afternoon and serve burgers on Friday or Saturday to my guests, and it's going to be great. Because there's a little bit of a process, what you just talked about, is 15 minutes or whatever to pull this thing together. And you want, it sounds like you want it cooled so it kind of congeals, right?
Correct. Yep, you want it cooled and then all those flavors absorb it together as well. So if it's 2 days away, then it's even better. Just that it has a 2-day process to really combine all the flavors.
So what are you doing with the burger?
Burger, I like to hand roll them, obviously, get the fresh ground beef, and then I put it on a charcoal grill. I like the charcoal flavor. I like to get my nice diamond cross hatches on them. So you start at 5 o'clock, and then you cross it over to 7 o'clock to get your nice cross hatch, and then you flip it. You're talking about 3-4 minutes on each side, so about 8 minutes total on a nice 6-7 ounce burger. And then you let it rest and really get a nice medium rare on it. And then you put your bacon onion jam on there, some fresh crisp lettuce from a local farmer, fresh tomato when it's in season.
Oh, it sounds so good.
And a nice buttery brioche bun.
The bun's a big deal, isn't it?
It really is. It makes a difference.
I discovered last week in quizzing my wife about what she liked in a burger, because we always cook for our wives, right? And she said, I don't want a pretzel bun, whatever it is. And I thought, oh, I don't like those either. But that was interesting. But are you buttering your bun then and putting it on a skillet?
I am.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. So, Andy, tell us a little bit about what you do all during the week to feed the family, because I think our listeners need to know where your business is too.
Yeah, so we're 4 chefs out at American Legion at Post 305 in Caledonia, and we provide weekly meals. They're fully cooked meals that all you have to do is heat them up on a busy night after sports or something like that. We cater to baby showers, bridal showers, weddings, graduation parties. Corporate events is a big thing right now for us. We had about 20 lunches this month alone in March in corporate. And then we have a baby shower this Saturday. Tomorrow we have an in-home party, so we go to someone's house. It's like going out to eat, but you bring the chef to your table. It's a 3-course meal that we're providing. We have a nice classical Caesar salad, and we have a crab and lobster cake with a onion jam, and then we have a mango relish, a nice sweet potato, Yukon Gold on the bottom, and a broccolini, and then we finish with a classical vanilla bean cheesecake.
I love it all. I love it all. Now, when you're doing the maple jam, I mean, are you ever using maple syrup on your onion jam?
I am.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Great time of year for that. Sap's running right now, baby.
Yeah, well, it was.
It really is. Yep.
And how about, the Caesar dressing?
Yep.
How do you make it?
So you start with, like, a pasteurized egg, and then you're creating your own, like, mayo from that, and then you're smashing in, like, the fresh garlic, your anchovy, a nice olive oil.
Why do you say a pasteurized egg? I mean, I get them from the farmer.
Yep, that works too. You want to pasteurize just because of that raw egg yolk. You just want to make sure it's because you don't fully cook it. And then you have your lemon juice in there. That acid is your, quote, cooking method to
it. Okay. And you putting anchovies in?
Yep.
Yep.
Chopped anchovies.
Nice.
Fresh ground black pepper as well.
And Parmesan?
And Parmesan cheese. Can't go wrong with that.
Right.
So, Andy, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, because the service that you provide is unlike any other, where you're making gourmet meals for people every week, or you'll come into their house and do it, how do people get a hold of you?
You reach us at FOR4chefs@gmail.com, or you can look us up online at 4chefsgr.com and fill out a form, and it will be emailed to us. And all you do is say the date of when your event is and what you're looking for, and then we have some menus that we send to you. We're more personal chefs that will customize any type of menu for you or the budget that you're looking to stay within. We don't have the 10-12 pages all online. We like to make it personalized for our guests who are looking for that special event.
I would also add, it's not just gourmet. You're feeding lots of families after work every day. So don't think that this is out of your reach. It's simply out of this world in terms of the food quality.
Right.
Correct.
All right, Andy. Well, thanks for your time, brother. We're going to move on, but take care, drive safe, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up next, I was in Louisiana last weekend after the show. I took off and went down there, Meant to talk to T-Gid. We're going to talk to him next.